안녕하세요. 저는 윤설입니다.
Hi everybody, this is Keith. This is beginner lesson number one, self-introduction. This is KoreanClass101.com. And this is our very first lesson ever. Aren't you excited?
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. I'm really excited about this. So, today, we'd like to thank you for coming by and welcome you to the site. So, 설, can you please give us that in Korean?
만나서 반갑습니다.
What does that mean exactly?
It's happy to meet you.
Happy to meet you. Yes, so we are welcoming you to our wonderful site and our wonderful lessons. And I hope all of you will really enjoy this. All right, a lot of you may not know me. I'm from survivalphrases.com and I teach the survival Korean classes. And with me I have 설, which many of you probably don't know either. But why don't we introduce ourselves, huh?
Why don't we do it in Korean?
Brilliant idea. Why don't we just make it our first lesson? First lesson, first conversation. Here we go. 안녕하세요. 저는 키스입니다. 처음 뵙겠습니다.
안녕하세요. 저는 윤설입니다. 처음 뵙겠습니다.
All right. Why don't we do that one more time, but this time a little slower. 안녕하세요. 저는 키스입니다. 처음 뵙겠습니다.
안녕하세요. 저는 윤설입니다. 처음 뵙겠습니다.
And this time, why don't we do it normal speed, but with some English? 안녕하세요. Hello. 저는 키스입니다. I'm Keith. 처음 뵙겠습니다. It's nice to meet you.
안녕하세요.
Hello.
저는 윤설입니다.
I'm 윤설.
처음 뵙겠습니다.
It's nice to meet you. All right, so that was our first lesson. 설, what did you think about it?
This is really formal, but this is, yeah, very useful, I think.
Very useful? Okay. Do you think it's very common?
Yes. Yes.
All right. What did you think about the 저는 키스입니다? I personally felt a little strange because it was Korean and then you kind of got the English name in there and then it's all mixed up and I don't know.
That's true. It's really hard to pronounce your name.
Yeah. Is it really?
It is.
Yeah?
It is.
Okay. I guess a lot of people learning this will have to try to Koreanize their names, maybe?
Sure, they have to, because Korean people have problem pronouncing your, you know, English names, so they have to change Koreanized.
So what about me, then? What's,
Well, we don't have th sound.
Okay.
So, well, your name would sound like Kiss, like Kiss, you know?
Whenever I meet Korean people, they're always like, Kiss, Kiss, and I just feel...
Maybe they want to kiss you.
No, I have no problems with that if, you know, beautiful ladies and maybe not. Yeah, I just really don't like hearing kiss. So what do you think I should do?
You should sound Keith as your name is Keith, but Korean people will Koreanize it anyway, so you don't have to worry about it.
But I am worried. I don't want them to Koreanize it, but okay. Do you think they should Koreanize it? Foreigners should Koreanize
no,
their names?
No, I don't think foreigners have to Koreanize their name.
So what should they do if they have a name that's difficult to pronounce?
Korean people will Koreanize the foreigner's name, so you don't have to worry.
Okay. All right, so let's jump into the review.
안녕하세요.
Hello. Okay, so can you give it to us once again?
안녕하세요. 안녕하세요.
So this basically means hello, right?
That's right.
You can use it pretty much, you know, in the morning, in the day, at night, any time you want to say hello, hi, right? All right. So 안녕하세요.
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 안녕하세요. Okay. Next, let's go with the next one.
저.
Pronoun I or me.
저.
Okay, can you give it to us one more time slowly?
저.
저. So one more time, what's another pronoun that we use for I?
나.
Nah, yes. And this is used pretty much in the same way as
저.
저, right? The only difference here is it's a humbling way of saying I. 저 is a humbling way. 나 is more casual.
That's right.
Okay, so 저 would be used when you're meeting strangers, when you're meeting someone of higher social ranking. Today's lesson, we're meeting each other for the first time, or we're supposed to be in this conversation, I guess. Yes, right? So we're using 저 to be as polite as possible. What follows 저?
는.
And 는 is a topic particle. We'll get into more detail as the lessons go on, but for now, let's just kind of keep it together with 저. So together with 저, it would be?
저는.
Yes, 저는. So what's after that?
윤설입니다.
윤설입니다. All right, can you break this down for us? What's the first part?
윤설.
윤설. Now, what is this?
It's my name.
Can you pronounce it for us one more time? It might be a little difficult for some people to pronounce.
Yun is my family name and Seol is my first name, so Yun Seol.
Yun Seol. So the family name comes first before your given name, right?
That's right.
And Yun Seol, your name is a little
strange.
Not strange. It's not typical. It's
yeah,
not
that's
common.
Not typical.
Can you explain to us what's a common Korean name?
Usually Korean people have three syllable names.
Okay.
Like Kim Ji-young or Park Ji-hoon.
Okay.
But I have just two-syllable name like Yun Seol.
Yun Seol. And Yun being your last name and Seol.
It's my first name.
Your first name. So most Korean people, their first names are two syllables.
Yes.
And then the family name, most people are one syllable, right?
That's true.
Okay. I know some people that they have two-syllable last names. Is that very common?
Not really. I would say it's really uncommon.
Really uncommon. Okay. Well, how common is having a one-syllable first name?
Well, 1 out of 10.
Wow, really? That many?
1 out of 20? I'm
just
not sure.
Changing the numbers. Okay. So, yes, all right. So that's 윤설. 설. What follows after that?
입니다.
입니다. This is the focus of our lesson today. This, one more time, what is it?
입니다.
This is the copula, the Korean copula. And this is roughly equivalent to the English verb to be. Now, what's the last part of our phrase today, our introduction?
처음 뵙겠습니다.
And this means, well, what does this mean exactly?
It's my first time to meet you.
My first time to meet you. It doesn't really make a lot of sense in English, right? In English, we say, how do you do? Or, nice to meet you. But a lot of times, you don't even really mean it. You know, you're just, nice to meet you. How do you do? And you don't even expect a response. 처음 뵙겠습니다, same thing?
Yeah, it's exactly the same. So when you say 처음 뵙겠습니다 to other people, then they would say 처음 뵙겠습니다 again, or they would say 만나서 반갑습니다.
Okay, that's great. So that's great, but I think this might be a little too much.
Sure.
Okay, so maybe next time, next lesson. So to get to today's main point, let's go over the lines again, okay? So one more time, 저는 Keith입니다.
저는 윤설입니다.
Okay, yes. Notice how the only thing changes between the two of our lines is Keith and
윤설.
Because I am Keith and she is 윤설, right? You can take out Keith, you can take out 윤설, you can put your name in. Okay, let's do Brad Pitt. I want to be Brad Pitt. So
then I want to be Angelina Jolie.
Oh, all right. Perfect. Okay, 저는 Brad Pitt입니다.
저는 안젤리나 졸리입니다.
Oh, all right. How about who else can I do? So here, 저는 something something 입니다, right? And what this translates to is I am something something. 설, all right? So 저는 something something 입니다. What are you? What are you?
저는 학생입니다.
This means I am a student. Can you give us the word for student again?
학생. 학생.
I'm meeting you for the first time. We're on a blind date, okay? And you don't know me, and I don't know you. So why don't you introduce yourself? And what are you? I want to know everything about you.
저는 윤설입니다. 저는 학생입니다.
I am Yunseol, and I am a student. Well, yeah, that's a translation, of course. Myself, I'm Brad Pitt. I'm a movie star.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I, you guys can't see the look on her face, but yeah, she's just, yeah. Okay. All right, that's going to do it for today. Thank you for listening to KoreanClass101.com. Make sure you stop by KoreanClass101.com. There, you'll find the accompanying PDF. There, you'll find a learning center with review drills and tons of sample sentences and a lot of things to supplement this audio. And if you stop by, remember to leave us a post. See you later, which in Korean is
안녕.
안녕.